Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Just as the Indian River region is renowned for its citrus, a small town in Georgia is synonymous with onions. Mary Owen moved to Florida from Vidalia, Georgia. She's lived in Vero Beach since the mid-1940s. In Vidalia, did your family grow Vidalia onions?
We grew the onion that is now famous for Vidalia onions.
What is so special about a Vidalia onion?
Well, I'll tell you what I call them. I call them a Vidalia onion because I was raised in Vidalia, Georgia. But you're welcome to call it Vidalia. The onion is sweet. It's not tart, and it doesn't leave the strong feeling that a regular onion. It's just like Indian River citrus. There's a certain area of soil that grows this onion, and it grows on the flat side, not on the round side.
You mean it's not circular like a little tennis ball?
Not circular like a little tennis ball, and it is sweet. You can have an onion sandwich. Believe me, it's good. You get another onion and try the same sandwich, and you will know the difference.
When you cut a Vidalia onion, does it bring tears to your eyes?
No, not to mine.
When you moved to Vero, you must have missed those onions.
Well, I did miss the onions, but I became acquainted with a lot of good people here in Vero. I've been so blessed. On Old Dixie, there were a lot of homes down there. The Joneses lived there, and Mr. Jones had the sweet onion. He didn't call it a Vidalia onion, but it was a sweet onion, and it was just like a Vidalia onion. He grew it in his garden, had rows and rows of onion, and people went down like they do on Oslo Road years back getting pineapples. I started buying my onions there, and then Mr. Allison, who had a market on Old Dixie, he started finding the sweet onion. They just called them sweet onion.
Although they were Vidalia. Did I say it right that time?
Yes, they were Vidalia onions.
Now, was the soil similar? Is that why they were similar to the ones you were used to?
Vidalia is within a radius of Savannah, Georgia. The soil changes. It's about, I'd say, like it is on the Indian River. It's a long strip of land that seems to grow those onions, just like we in Indian River County and Brevard and St. Lucie grow grapefruit.
What special recipes do you make with your sweet onions? You're 92, you're still using them once in a while, right?
I still cook for the family. I make onion souffle.
Sounds tasty.
It's a little bit of work to put it together, but it's a pushover to get your way.
And I bet it's always a crowd pleaser.
It is a crowd pleaser, and I don't cook it unless I have a crowd because it takes at least 8 to 10 people to eat it at one sitting.
Where do you get your onions from these days? You have a beautiful yard, but I don't know whether you have a garden.
I did have a garden, but I didn't grow onions because Mr. Isaac Reams grew Vidalia onions. I could get them from him, and then the grocers here now have Vidalia onion. If it says sweet onion, it could be similar to the Vidalia, but most of them have the little logo stuck on the onion as a Vidalia onion.
What do you make besides souffles?
I use Vidalia onions in recipes that call for a little bit of onion, and I ate an onion sandwich. Onion, mayonnaise, and a little black pepper on bread. White bread. I'm still a southerner way back.
Despite her age, Mary Owen takes care of a beautiful butterfly garden in her backyard, and she hosted a garden club meeting at her home this week. She's been active in First United Methodist Church since she moved to Vero Beach 7 decades ago. The other day, she was going to go to the church to help set up for a dinner. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.